Blog Talk Radio.
From music to murder. Every time I come up, somebody pulling me down. I got my mind on my money. The feds keep chasing me. I'm a boss with a case. I'm a boss with a case. From music to murder.
Living my life like on a big screen. I be behind the camera. How the hell am I up in the scene? Wanted for murder, trying to get my life in order, trying to leave these drugs alone. Problems started at home. I'm like, what's going on? The problem's too far gone. You think it should be automatic for me to pray about it? Cause I can barely stand it, and I'm just barely standing, trying to live my life with no demands on it. Please understand me, I'm just trying to live my life.
From music to murder. Every time I come up, somebody pulling me down. I got my mind on my money. The feds keep chasing me. I'm a boss with a case. I'm a boss with a case. From music to murder.
With every chance I take, I tend to make mistakes, but I just keep going hard. If there's no road, I'll make a way into this more brighter days. I gotta stay on my grind. No use to wasting no time, and I already know somebody's peeping. Yeah, they watching me, trying to pull me down. Just watch and see. Trying to fade me, I'm resilient. Trying to play me, I'm too brilliant to get caught up in these games. Pull your car for you real quick, cause I don't work too hard for mine. I'm here to stay, but murder was the case that they gave me.
Every time I come up, somebody pulling me down. I got my mind on my money. The feds keep chasing me. I'm a boss with a case. I'm a boss with a case. From music to murder. From music to murder.
Just old music, baby. And Killer Roses.
From music to murder.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host for this evening. I am G Holla. G Holla, not Gula, not Guala, not Giola, but G Holla.
You can find this radio interview on gholla.com,
G Holla Radio, and we're just waiting for Trajay to call in and be a part of the show. I really appreciate you being patient. Has been a day. I'm going to play a little bit more music and before we get back to the everything. Thank you.
People always ask me, Millie, what'd it take for you to get here? But I always tell them the same thing. Bullshit and dedication.
I've been doing this shit for so long. People always ask me how I got so successful. I've been doing this shit for so long. I swear on me, when you get famous, haters always trying to test you. I've been whipping this work until I die. Until I get a million ones. My life is so amazing, yeah, yeah. My life is so amazing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can see over this money. It's stacking, so I gotta love it. She took a couple lines to the head, and now she wanna come and touch it. Been doing this shit for so long. Pop the pill, I'm so gone. Lamborghini doors wide open. Pedal to the metal, get it sucked. But I don't wanna be a Superman, I'm already close to the money. I flip the paper like 3 or 4 times, you can call it origami. I swear when you get famous, they wanna love you, but when you fall, they wanna hate you. I said truly, fuck them all, and never ever let them break you. And never ever let them make you. First chance, they gon' take you. Be successful like a motherfucker, middle finger like a motherfucker. I been going here in real shit, tryna sign me, fuck a deal, bitch. Pussy bitches in their feelings, though. Her pussy good, I'ma kill it, though. Be yourself, make millionaire, I'ma be a CEO of everything. Run a check up real quick, then celebrate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. It has been a crazy day, but I am back. I am your host for this evening. I am G Holla. I am not Gula, not Guala, not Giola, but G Holla. You can find this radio interview on gholla.com, G Holla Radio. And we got our VIP guest. Don't need to make him wait too long. We're just going to bring him on to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
I appreciate
on?
You for your patience. I really do. It has been a crazy day, but we are back, and I thank you for calling in.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you. Thank you for reaching out. How's everything going?
Everything is great. Oh, man, you don't know. I started out the day, bro. This interview is about you, but I want you to understand. I started out the day doing something for iHeartMedia, and then it just turned to something else. I've been meeting people from the cast of the All Eyes on Me movie. They wanted me to come in and film them while they were doing their interview, and I was pushing for time, and then next thing you know, turned to 5:10, and I was like, oh my God, I'm missing my interview with my celebrity.
Oh man.
So I really, really, really do apologize. That just came out of nowhere. I was like, glad, but at the same time, I didn't want to neglect you too. I wanted to try to be fair to all parties. So I thank you, and I appreciate you for being patient.
No worries, no worries. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I guess that's the life of entertainment or in entertainment. Things are always changing. There's never nothing ever concrete.
I hear you there. I hear you there. There are pushbacks all the time.
Cool, bro. So what I want you to do, I want you to look at this interview as a biopic, kind of like what they came out with, All Eyes on Me, you know, Notorious, whatever, Aaliyah, in that sense of you're going to narrate your own story through a list of questions. Because the beautiful part about technology is that in the future, people will be able to hear how you felt at that point in time in your own life from your own perspective. You're not getting it from another culture. You're not getting it from another person or another gender. It is coming directly from the source, and we're getting your point of view. Because, you know, we all got our own POVs of people, no matter who they are, Michael Jackson, your mother, your father, your uncle, whomever. And those people, they have their own point of view of who they are. So we put it all together, and we get a better collective picture of a 360 degrees of who you are.
All right. All right. Sounds good to me.
Cool. Now, with that being said, introduce to the people your name and where you're from and things of that nature. Take us from the very earliest beginning of who you are to the first 5 years of your life, I guess. If you can't remember that far back, just give us some of your earliest memories of you being connected to, like, entertainment and music and things of that nature.
All right, cool. Well, I'm Taraj. I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. Grew up with a really, really, really large family. Single mother. She had 4 children of her own, but my dad had 5 children. So I have 4 sisters and 3 brothers. Really, really large family with so many cousins. But growing up back in Miami, very, very, very humble beginnings. Grew up in the inner city around 98th Street and 30th Avenue, a house where pretty much the vast majority of my immediate family lived in during my first 5 years. So that would be my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mom, 2 of my aunts, 1 of my uncles, their children, my mom's children. So it was just all of us just all in one big house. It was great, though. I didn't really realize, I guess, the circumstances that we were in, but my family, they just made it feel like we were always loved, and it was just a joy just to be around such a loving and big family like that. Grew a lot of fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, pretty much cooked at home, didn't really, you know, go out to eat, so ate as a family and whatnot. And I guess just some of the memories that I had back in those days, you know, just playing around with my sisters and brother and cousins and stuff. So, yeah, I guess the piece that I'm probably haven't mentioned is that my father wasn't around because he passed away before I was born. He actually passed away a few months before I was born from an aneurysm. So, yeah, my mom was just super strong and raised us all on her own. Yeah.
Wow, man, your story already is starting to be very inspirational. Do you know how many people allow for things to happen in their lives, which is dramatic and traumatic, and it can be. It can stop you if you allow it to. The things that you went through before you even put your feet on the soil of the earth yet has already set the stage for a diamond to be polished to shine. And many of us...
Thank you.
Many of us may go through things. That is true. Each individual struggle or battle is monumental to that person, even if you may not think so. But to lose a loved one before you begin your love journey of life can be very detrimental to a person mentally. You know, physically, as you grow, you seem like you're out all right on the outside, but on the inside, you got all this turmoil and this chaos and this searching, this longing for, that parental love or that very essence of love, and that you have pushed through all of that to become successful is very inspirational. A lot of times we don't look at our own stories. We look at other people and we say, man, they are so brave. They're so, you know, they're champions. But sometimes you have to take the mirror and look at yourself and see that same champion of your favorite idol or icon.
Oh, man. Wow. Thank you. I'll definitely do my best to look at it from that perspective. Yeah, because my mom, she definitely did a really good job in terms of taking on both roles. And as an adult now, that's just something that I commend and admire so much in her. So, yeah, thank you for saying that.
No, I'm serious. Every struggle, every person can learn from someone in their struggle and what they've been through. And I think the most important part is that you don't try to look at life as something being negative or positive. It's like we're on a journey. And a lot of times in life, you try to gain peace, but really you have to lose chaos in a sense. It's like there's nothing you can do to gain peace. You can meditate. You can pray. You can do all those things. They may even temporarily work, but till you understand your struggle and gain wisdom and knowledge and understanding, as well as time on the earth, as we would call it, then you become that divine expression that other people can look at and be inspired by, and that's what you're becoming, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes some people are on autopilot, such as yourself. You may already have something that's written and coded in your DNA to be successful, where you don't have to unlock as much as some people. It's kind of like a game, right? You know, you put the cheat codes into the games that you play. Those Superman abilities to do certain things. Like you put the code in for like infinite lives, unlimited lives, and you don't die. So you can go through every single stage obtaining whatever you need to obtain. You know, even in the midst of it, you may lose certain things, but they only make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I'll definitely say like the reason why I'm pretty much in this position right now is just like the environment in which I grew up in. It was just constantly pushing me to essentially just defy the odds, you know, get out of that cycle that, you know, I grew up with in terms of my family. Because to be honest, in terms of my actual bloodline for my immediate family, I am the oldest male in the family that's not in jail, that's alive, you know, that's actually, you know, living, working, and, you know, at least working hard to be successful, because my uncles, they're both in jail. I love them to death, but unfortunately that was the direction in their lives. My father passed away before I was born, and yeah, it's just most of the men, they either not around, they're in jail, or they're dead. So yeah, just breaking that cycle was always my mission, and being able to, you know, give back and provide for my family, because they're still pretty much in that situation. So I'm just doing all that I can to be able to give back.
I agree. And that's monumental. You know, most people, they're, and if they, that's how they live their life, that's cool. Most people's objective is to get money and to run away, or to take the wealth and move it away from where they're from. But if you think about it, nothing without a strong foundation can be built. Somebody at some point has to be the first. And you may not get recognized for the first, because, you know, in history, there's been people that have started things, and it went from, you know, hundreds of years later, when you're just now discovering that a person has, you know, that started that certain thing. And I think if all of us neglect or negate the responsibility that you're taking upon by putting down the foundations first, we can never begin to build again, because everything has a foundation, including yourself. You have feet. Feet are your foundation, as they are grounded upon the earth, which is made of electromagnetism, electricity, and the body is made of electricity. So you begin to shine the more you keep your feet planted on the earth and keep your mind grounded like wire. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're definitely shining right now, because you were put first in your family to be that shining, guiding light. And it's a strong responsibility that you've taken upon, and you have not weathered from it at all. So you definitely need to understand how important you are, as not only as a business, as an artist, but as personally as a person. And that one day your life, as you're doing it now, you're going to change the lives of other people too as well.
Thank you. That is 100% my mission, 100%.
Now let's get to the music. When was the first time that you actually wrote your very first song? Can you remember back that far?
Oh, man, that's embarrassing. Oh, wow. It was definitely the first time that I actually took a crack at working a song was back in 2005. Oh, man. It was called Bring the House Down. It was terrible. But I definitely have to say, when I actually started writing songs, I was in a really experimental and artsy phase in my life in terms of expression. So that was definitely a path that I needed to take to really buckle down and find my voice, what I wanted to do with my music, and actually figure out a way how I want to express myself, and just figure out the general direction that I want to go, because I was just all over the place. I was infused in all types of things, and it was just wrong. It was wrong. But yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. You know, that journey going from learning how to write or compose and construct music to learning, you know, to being, to doing. You're right. It is very, very interesting. Because from the aspect of a fan, all you hear is the music on the radio. You don't know what these people or what you have been through just to step foot in the studio. Maybe your car probably broke down, or the train broke down, or you left your wallet and you can't get on the train. I mean, just anything crazy can happen. What is the hardest thing that you've discovered in making music? From going from being a fan to being an artist, what was that transition like?
Oh, man, anybody will tell you that I get obsessed with details. So I get really obsessed in the process of creating the music in terms of, like, the content and layers. And, like, most of my producers, like, I'll send them around, like, 250, 300 vocal tracks, because I'm, like, doing layers in the background vocals and all of that. So just, like, refining the pieces, refining my music, the style, not really overdoing it. That's been the hardest part for me. And I would definitely say it took a few years before I actually became a lot more polished in terms of the creation of music. So, yeah.
You know what? You remind me of, I saw a documentary on James Brown. He was so, but you know, that's what made you great too. Like, you're not great because you're so nice and you're so kind. You're great because you're so anal about what you're about, or people would call it compassionate or passionate, right? But really, let's tell the truth. We really are anal. You myself being a photographer, you stress over details to the point where people go, I don't think that's important. But you're like, no, it's important to me. So
yeah,
how about you not literally? On James Brown, they said his ear was so keen that he could hear a flute, a saxophone, a drum key, a key chord on the piano, whatever. He could hear if it was out, if it was out of sync by one note. That is insane.
Yeah.
You're singing over yourself and dancing, and you can catch somebody off key.
Yeah. I definitely understand that 100%. Oh, man. Yeah, James Brown is a huge influential figure for me. So, yeah, yeah.
Well, see, and that's the aspect that I get from you. When you said you send 200 vocals, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I get you.
That, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, what is your ultimate goal for being in music? Where do you see yourself, and what do you see yourself doing?
For me, it's all about being able to have a positive message with my music. So that is the ultimate goal for me, just to reach out to people and uplift them. So some of my the huge icons that I know and love in terms of their music, like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, even going back to like some of the throwbacks like Luther Vandross and Patti LaBelle and Ella Fitzgerald, they all had this uncanny ability to really just dig down and reach into people's hearts in terms of the music that they made. When they give their live performances, you feel like you really know them because they give so much of themselves. Ultimately, that's what I really want to do in terms of my career, but also be able to be a brand and incorporate like philanthropy. That's also like a central component of why I really want to do what I do. Everything that I've done stems from growing up, how I grew up in Miami, and just being able to give back. And music is really and truly one of the best things that I'm good at. And so just being able to give back through that, that is 100% the ultimate goal. All the rest of it doesn't really matter that much to me. I know it comes with the territory, but 100% my focus is on giving back.
I like that. That's good. We should all give back. You know, rich superstar, pop icon, sensation, as well as the regular common man. You're absolutely right. And the beautiful part, like you're saying, giving back is not always something that's considered monetary. You can give your time and give your wisdom, give your knowledge, and that's just as, if not equally important as the financial obligation or monetary aspect. So you're right. I like that. And that's cool that you are already thinking about that as you begin in your journey, as you get started. That's really cool. And we definitely salute you. And like I say, I'm telling you, you're going to change a lot of people's lives, if not already, as you're doing it at this very moment. Now, I see that you
thank you so much.
A model, so you're doing your thing. I know the ladies is definitely loving it. You know, it's good to see a dark-skinned brother out there shining. It really, truly, truly, truly is, because we don't get those images much. You know, the last big model we had was, like Tyson Beckford or something like that. I'm pretty sure some other ones, so shout out to the other ones I don't know about. But ultimately, I think we need a prototype to the black male model. We really do. Just like you have other prototypes to other cultures and races, we definitely need that too as well. I hope that you become that prototype, like a Tyson Beckford, that we will see 20 years plus from now doing your thing. So we definitely salute you. How has that
thank
you.
Been for thank you,
becoming a model too?
Oh, it's been an incredible journey, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't even be in New York City if it wasn't for modeling. My original trajectory was to be an architect. I'm a trained architect. That's what I went to Cornell and graduated from Cornell for. And around the time that I was finishing up with school, there weren't that many job opportunities. But a photographer in New York City, Seth London, saw just some pictures of me, you know, just on the beach. And then he reached out to me, and I was in upstate New York, and he was just like, hey, would you be able to come down to New York City, mate, and do a shot with us? And then I was just like, sure, why not? Got on the bus, rode the bus for 5 hours, had my first shoot with him, and I kid you not, he invited me to come back 2 weeks later, and it was, at that time, it felt like one of the biggest opportunities of my life. I was shooting with about 10 other pretty successful models, and he pretty much launched my career from there. And I, like, within 3 months, I won a competition with Aeropostale and did their Denim Dude campaign. And then 2 weeks after that, I was announced as an international male model winner for RADG, and then just work just started coming in after that, and I've been able to pretty much keep it up since I moved here summer 2013. Yeah.
Wow.
It's been an incredible ride. Yeah.
That is incredible. That's something that 98% of us will never know. Probably higher than that. That is absolutely.
Oh, man.
That is. You remind me of the one actress. Oh, my God, I forgot her name. But she was in her very first movie, I believe, was with Usher. Her name will come to me later. She was also in, like, Men in Black and other movies. They said that she was literally walking down the street in New York, and someone said, hey, you want to be in a movie? And then she was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then launched her career.
Wow. Yeah, it's really interesting how everything plays out in terms of the universe being lined up. So, yeah.
But oh, just like your story is amazing too. You moved somewhere in 2013 and your career just like shoots off like a rocket. Literally. It takes off. It goes into another atmosphere it goes into the stratosphere. That is crazy. Most people will never know what that's like. You know how many people have been modeling for years, really wanting this, dreaming this, eating this, sleeping this, and didn't make much progression? And here you come, naturally, of a divine element, roll right in the right place, right time, right person, right situation, and it works for you. That's really amazing. You should really be amazed with yourself, I'm telling you. Not in like a narcissistic, egotistical way, but just in a way of like who you are and how you were created and constructed by God or whatever, Allah, whatever you subscribe to religiously or non-religiously too. And just look at it and be like, wow, I am destined to be here for this purpose. That's amazing.
Thank you. I'm definitely humbled by everything that has gone on in my life. Definitely humbled. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
It's like anytime there's an opportunity that comes about, especially if it's like a promising opportunity, I'm the type of person that goes in hard and does my best to give like 150% for this particular opportunity. So I'm definitely grateful and humble for all that's come my way. Definitely grateful and humbled.
That's too cool. But tell me about your, we see that you was on Bravo's hit show Million Dollar Listing. That was like my mother's favorite show in the world. Tell me about how that came about.
It was actually pretty awesome. So one of my friends, Alice Lynn, she connected to, so she was a friend of someone who was connected to Ryan Serhan. And then she was able to actually get me an invitation to one of his parties. And I went to one of his parties at Lavo in New York City, got the chance to meet him and talk with him. And then that ended up leading to essentially an invitation to make a few appearances on Million Dollar Listing, because he knew I was an up-and-coming real estate agent, that I was, you know, hustling hard to make moves and make a name for myself. And it was just an incredible experience. At that time, he was just recently engaged to his now wife and just had the chance to just hang out, really chat with them. They're amazing people. And pretty much the appearances were because of him. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan for getting you in the Million Dollar Listing. That's too cool. I'm going to let my mother know about that, too. She loves that show. She would love to see you on there doing your thing. And that's amazing that you in three different industries, all at the same time. What is it like to be in real estate? For those of us who don't know, what is the state like for you?
So let me tell you, there's two sides to real estate. There's the side that you see on Million Dollar Listing where it's all about the glamour. It's all about those incredible penthouses that you see. But then there's like another side where it's, oh, man, that's the side that they really never show on television. And I feel like that's where the money is, where it's more of the interaction with the clients. It's all about the hustle, the prospecting, not knowing when your next check is going to come in, because it's all about hitting the phone, finding where your next deal is going to come from, building up your pipeline. But yeah, it's a hustle. It's a serious hustle. Like real estate in New York City, it's probably one of the biggest hustles like on the planet. no underestimating that there. There's just so many competitors. Like, there's more than 10,000 agents in the city. Everybody and their mama knows a real estate agent. So to be able to get business, like, you really have to hustle hard. Yeah.
Wow. That's like models in down. Like, I live in Georgia, so that's like models in Georgia. Like, you'll run into a rapper or a model every other person. If not, it's probably worse now. It's probably every person times 100 a block of you that is a rapper or that is a model. It is uncanny. So I understand where you're coming from that perspective. We meet them every single day. Myself being a photographer, I meet tons of women that are models until I take them on shoots. And then they're like, this hurts. I'm like, you're not a model. You like to take pictures. There's a difference. It's cool, though.
Nope.
And you're right.
Yep. I hear you there. I hear you there.
I'm cold. I'm hot. I'm like, I'm in the same element with you. I'm cold and hot, too. But we came here for a purpose.
Oh, man.
As a model, you do truly understand that. It can be very tough. Well, you know, we're not going to hold you too much longer. I do appreciate you calling in. I thank you. That was super cool of you. We're just going to talk a little bit more about your life, and then we'll end the show with the time capsule. The time capsule is pretty much you're just going to leave some positive words and experience in life and things of that nature, but more back to your life. I know we kind of went forward. And then we're going to kind of go backwards, and then we're going to kind of meet in the middle. This is kind of like Benjamin Button. I think, yeah, Benjamin Button was the movie with you know
Brad
what I'm
Pitt.
Talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what
and
we're
Taraji.
Doing right now.
My girl Taraji.
That's right. Taraji was in there. He was all the way in the back.
Yeah.
So in your life, did you ever find a point where you were trying to find guidance or inspiration? How has that been, like, as you were coming up?
Oh, man, that's really, that's a tough one for me. 'Cause growing up, especially without a father figure, there was always that want, that need for something to come in and fill that space. But definitely in terms of inspiration and guidance, I'm so glad that I have like a strong family of women who inspired me and pushed me to know that if there's anything that I want to go for, it's not, you know, outside of your reach. So as long as you work toward it and you give 100%, eventually you'll get there. In terms of inspiration, I just feel like just daily life, I'm always surrounded by inspiration. Like, I'm a very, I guess, sensitive person when it comes to just absorbing energy around me. So I'm just inspired by almost everything that's around me. Inspiration was never a problem. It's more about execution. I feel like that was more the important thing. It's like you could be inspired by something, but if you don't get up and do something about it and put something into action to get you to that next place, you'll always be, you know, dreaming. But yeah, just surrounded by inspiration left and right. My family, huh? We're fighters and we're survivors. So yeah.
That's cool. That is really cool. Shout out to all the strong families out there. I like something that you said, that you hinted at, that you have a very strong Black family and Black women, which oftentimes don't get enough credit in society for being the strong moral characters of society. And I get it. A lot of times we have a lot of these shows now where people are doing all kind of ratchet, crazy things for fame and for money. You know, I understand it. You're getting a check. They're chasing the check. I understand that. But you're right. At some point, we have to begin to stop and to raise each other back up like we used to do and be strong and be proud of who we are and our heritage. Even if you don't know where you come from or what part of the continent, particularly, I know everybody always claims Africa, but, you know, when we do our research and our study, we find that there have been strong Black families on every single continent that there is, including Europe. So you were right.
Mm-hmm.
We must remain strong, and we must remain vigilant, and we must continue to raise each other up So
yes,
I like that.
100%.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and youth and older people and people of a certain age group, it's all good. Those of you who are listening, make sure that you replay this interview and search this great young man, because he is awesome. He's amazing. And I'm not just saying that just to say that. You have to go back and actually rewind and press play to hear everything that he has said has been on point, has been ideal. This young man is very, very, very inspirational. He's going to do some things. He's doing some things now, but he's definitely going to do more things and bigger things in the future. So if you could you please give us your name as well as your links, and how do we follow you? How do we get in contact with you? What is your Twitter handle? What is your social media? Maybe have all of that for the people that are listening.
All right, well, my name is Taraj. I mostly focus on Instagram, so you can find me on Instagram at TERAJ08. That's Taraj08. Or you can visit my website. I'll be updating that within the next few days, actually. I'll be posting some updates in terms of the release of the actual single on July 7th. Pre-order starting in 3 days on June 26th. So you can find me on my website at TerajMusic.com. That's TerajMusic.com. And everything
cool,
from Instagram, man. It goes to my Twitter, which is I am Taraj as well. So, yeah.
That's super cool. That is really, really, really cool. Tell us about that single that's coming out on July the 7th. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because it's essentially my love letter to my day ones, everyone who had my back and who's encouraged me and pushed me to really get back to the music. It's called We Got Each Other, and I just wrote it for everyone who has supported me, because I really would not be able to do what I'm doing in terms of music without those who supported me. So it's a song that's about community, strength in numbers, and building each other up. It could be interpreted however you want. It could be interpreted as a love song. It could be interpreted as a song that's like a symbol of strength, you know, solidarity, et cetera. I love the way it turned out. It's one of my babies. Oh, man. Yeah.
That is too cool. That is really, really, really too cool. I like that. See, I knew it. The very essence and the spirit that you possess is everything we covered at the beginning of this conversation. See how divine the universe works? It just puts everything in proper context and order when you come up with the right frequency and the vibration. And I tell you, I heard what you were saying earlier, and I think the word that you were looking for was the empath. The empath is of the ones that can feel feelings and emotions, and which is energy, when they're in any space. Matter of fact, you don't even have to be in the same space. That's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you can remotely feel the energy of something, and that's what you are. That's what you were looking for, that word, when you were describing that, having those feelings, being aware consciously of things that are around you and within inside of others that are emanating from them. So you are definitely a true empath.
Yeah, I'm happy to remember that one. Thank you.
Yeah, check it out. Google it. Look it up. People who are empaths, they feel, I don't know, I could give you a show, but it's going to be kind of nerdish. So I don't know if you are into sci-fi shows. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Okay. Well, I want you to check out Star Trek, The Next Generation. There's a character on him that goes by the name of Counselor Troi. She's an empath. Whenever they get into trouble where they can't see, they go to her for counseling. They ask her, okay, how is this person feeling? Or what are these people feeling? And that's like the definition of it through characterizations of movies. Because, you know, a lot of times you can learn a lot of stuff from symbolisms or movies if you have the right hidden knowledge of what they're about. But that's definitely something, if you were interested in, if you check that out, you'll see exactly
what I mean.
I'll
definitely check that out. I'll check it out. Cool.
I guess all the nerds in the world are like, yes, we got one.
Oh, man.
He's cool, too. Yeah. I'm just kidding. We all got a little nerd in us. We all got a little geek. Something that we find intriguing. Yeah,
everybody would
be like,
you, I definitely got a big nerd in me.
Well, okay, what's the big nerd? What is the nerdest thing that you've done or that you do?
Oh, man. I guess just, I mean, I went to Cornell. So I went to a school full of goofy, super smart, but goofy nerds. That's probably one of the things most of my friends would tell you. I'm super goofy. I'm always making stupid noises, or I'm imitating someone, you know, mimicking someone, doing impersonations or something stupid like that of friends and whatnot. So, yeah. Super, goofy, nerdy, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to test your nerddom.
Uh-oh. Okay.
What is your favorite top three, it doesn't matter which order, sci-fi movies of all time?
Oh, God. Sci-fi. Well, I guess I'm a little old school. I like E.T. I love Gattaca. A lot of people don't know about Gattaca, but I absolutely love Gattaca. And probably Her. Yeah, that's a lot more recent, but I really like Her. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so you are a true nerd, because typically most people, they shut off Star Trek, Star Wars.
Oh, nah, not the popular stuff. I'm more into, like, some of the underground, not-so-known stuff. Definitely Gattaca. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. I remember I was exposed to it in high school, and it just blew my mind. It was amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
That's cool, you can be a cool nerd. I like that. I enjoy that. I enjoy the complexity. I enjoy the difference that you possess. It's absolutely amazing. It is too cool. And
thank you. Thanks, man.
It is. You know what? To be different is wonderful. If someone is normal, I would be afraid of them, because I'm trying to figure out what is normal. But if you're trying to emulate the way that somebody else is, or the way that someone else does something, to me that's not normal. That's kind of abnormal, because you are so afraid of being yourself, you have to pretend to be something else. And that's kind of creepy too at the same time. You really think about it. So
yeah.
I enjoy who you are.
Yeah.
I am enjoying the conversation, definitely. You are cool. You are super cool. Thank you. Just a few more questions.
Thank you so much.
You
Okay.
Well, that's what we do. This show, My Slammy Life, I'm G. Holler. We are all about building up the person from the ground level again, from the foundation, and making sure that they understand who they are. And this is my point of view, my perspective of who you are. And you are dope. You are amazing. You are worthy. You are going to do some things far beyond the things you're doing now. This is just the taste of the beginning. And I want you to think of everything you're doing as a rope. A rope can either be your salvation or your condemnation. A knot can either pull you to the next level, or it can strangle you and suffocate you if it's around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
So always utilize that rope to the best of your ability to pull yourself up out of any situation.
All right, thank you so much for that.
That's cool. As we come into our final questioning hour, are you performing anywhere soon or in the future with that new smash single that you're coming out with?
I'm hoping to actually perform very soon. My publicist is actually reaching out for opportunities, and I'll actually be traveling in Canada within the next 2 weeks. I'm going to see if I could secure, even if it's just, you know, performing the one song. But definitely, I'm going to be performing within the next couple of months in fall and winter of this year for sure, promoting the first single, also the whole album. So, yeah.
And that upcoming album is called Defy, ladies and gentlemen. That's D-E-F-Y. That new single is called
We Got
Each Other. And we definitely have each other. And I really appreciate you being on the show with me. And before I let you go, I'd like to ask one final thing of you. You can take as long as you like or a little time is required. This is your time to shine. This is that time capsule that we spoke about. I would like for you to leave a message of peace, love, prosperity, not only just for the youth, for your peer group, for your elders, and finally for yourself. Because as you know, because you study, as you say, you're a nerd, so you understand technology and how things work to a certain degree. This technology will never go anywhere. It will get greater. You know, we'll get into quantum mechanics and all that other type of stuff. But the basis of the foundation of this technology will always be here on some level, even if in the future they look back at it and look at it as though it was like archaic, like, you know. But this is your time to shine. Take as much time as you like or a little time as you need. Just leave a message of peace and prosperity and love. Then give us your links again, and we will conclude with the show. So take your time. Don't rush yourself. This is for you.
All right. It's like it's already on my heart. It's just there. This is something that I've been doing my best to live by since I was in high school, to never, ever underestimate your capabilities. For you, even yourself, you never know what you're able to do. Like, always, you will always surprise yourself if you focus, if you put in the work. Like, a lot of times we doubt ourselves and never do that. Never, ever do that. Just go for it. Like, always constantly chase your dreams. Go after your goals, and you'll be thankful that you actually took the chance and the opportunity to do that instead of just thinking about the what ifs. Yeah, so that's pretty much my message, because I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if I didn't believe that and live in that every day. And my name's Taraj. You can find me on Instagram at TERAJ08. You can check out my website at TerajMusic.com. That's TERAJMusic.com. And it was a pleasure hanging out with you. And thank you so much for having me. And sending love to everyone. Sending love to you all.
No doubt. Thank you for being a part of the show. You are a super cool brother. You are a superhero, actually. Matter of fact, I think we need to see you in the next Black Panther movie so we can get some inspiration, too, alongside those other great, phenomenal actors that's going to be in that, too. So you might want to check that out. Check out for them castings. I want to see you in one of these Marvel DC movies, too, being a superhero that you are. You're like the Clark Kent in your life, and I like to see you on the big screen holding it down. I know you'll be amazing at it.
Oh, man, thank you. That would be dope.
Well, I appreciate you. I thank you again. Ladies and gentlemen, we have wrapped another awesome show. This young man is too cool. Make sure you pick up his album, and I know how we do. Please, let's make sure we legally download all the music. People out here putting their lives on the line for your entertainment. We've been doing it since way back in the day. People have been dubbing tapes, burning records onto tapes and VHSs and all kind of crazy stuff. So make sure we legally download all of the music, support all of our artists because they're out here working hard. Whether the people are sweeping up the studios, the people that are recording the music, please, please, please legally download all of the music. Thank you again. I want you to be of the peace. I want you to be of the light. I want you to stay on your square. Keep shining. And we will see you again, and we will talk soon in the future, catch up with you, see what's going on with your life, especially after your single drop, We Got Each Other, off that album, Defy. And
July 7th.
There it is, July 7th. And
pre-order starting in 3 days on the 26th.
Okay, one more time, before I let you go, how do they get the pre-orders?
All right, so it'll be available for pre-order on iTunes on the 26th of June. Yeah, and the official release is July 7th. And that will be everywhere. iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, you name it. Worldwide, it will be available.
Yeah. There it is. So you don't have no reason to miss it. It's worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Please support the music. Support the artistry. Look this brother up. Support his real estate business. Just support him all the way around. Let's make him the next black billionaire. I can see it. It's possible. Anything is possible. If we put all our time, our energy into foolishness, we can put our time and our energy into something that is constructive as well and support him. So I salute you, King. Keep doing your thing, and we will holler at you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. My name is G Holla. It is not Gula, it's not Gwala, it's not Giola. You'll find this radio interview on gholla.com, G Holla Radio, FMVmedia.net, and we are out. Take care.
Take care.